listening to A1R Psychic Radio, Earth's number one psychic radio network, and watching Moonstruck TV and Lightning Television. Welcome.
Time for Beyond the Veil with your medium, Shelly Seanwald.
Shelly Seanwald.
Live from yourmedium.ca.
Connect direct. In North America, dial 888-454-2751. In London, 203-519-2158. In Sydney, dial 02-8488-3147. Or online, contact us through our Facebook page, facebook.com/psychicradio.
Or one of our websites,
askoneradio.com or moonstruck.tv.
This is Beyond the Veil
on A1R, the Ask One Radio Network.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to Beyond the Veil. I'm Shelly Seanwald, an evidential medium devoted to helping people move through grief and reconnect with those they love. Grief can feel overwhelming, quiet, and even isolating, but connection doesn't end. It simply changes. Here you'll hear live readings, real, raw, and meaningful moments where loved ones in spirit come forward with messages that heal and remind us we're still connected. I work with clients all over the world, and you can learn more at my website, www.yourmedium.ca. So stay with me. You're not alone in all of this. And it's interesting, we talk about grief, and we often think of grief as just being something you feel when you lose a loved one, when they pass. But we can grieve many things. We can grieve having to sell a home that we love, changing of work. You know, we have layoffs or things happening when you have to go out and find a new job and a new way of living. We can grieve relationships, divorces, and we can even grieve our health. Those are all things in our lives that we don't really consider when we think about what we grieve and what we really mourn the loss of. And change is very hard, especially when it's forced upon you, when you're not making the change because you really want to have something different and new, but somebody comes to you and says, well, you know, you have to move. Maybe it's your childhood home that you finally have to move out of, or you're being laid off from work and you don't know how you're going to make ends meet. I mean, these are all things that we grieve and we mourn, and our loved ones in spirit are there with us through these. And it can be loved ones that we've lost. It can be our guides that will come through. It can also be our pets, which is an interesting thing that people often get surprised that their family pet will come through. And they do. They're very much there. I've done readings for people who've had their pets come in and thank them for all the love and support that they gave and give them that little bit of nudge up and help them get through the struggles that they're in. So we're going to take a caller now, and we have Chrissy in Greece, New York. Chrissy, are you there?
Hi. How are you?
I'm good. How are you, Chrissy?
Great.
So what brings you to the show tonight?
I try to catch you as often as I can when I'm online.
Oh.
And I've been wanting to see if I could catch a reading from you for a while now. And I just figured it would happen when it was time. And here I am.
I'm honored. Oh, yay. I love it when these things happen.
Yay.
It's so great. Okay.
Yes.
Now, interesting enough, as we're talking, I have a man and a woman coming forward together. But it almost feels like an uncle, an aunt. Like it's a
could be an uncle, could be my grandparents.
Okay, let's see who these people are, because it doesn't feel like parents. I'm not getting that that sense from them. Okay. Now these two are coming in arm in arm, though. It feels like they were close.
My grandparents, no.
Okay. Grandparents. They did live to an elderly age. I feel that they did have quite a long life.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, one of them
interesting.
Did.
Well, they're there together now. And it, now who passed first?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. One of them had a heart condition. Something
yeah,
wrong with the
they
heart.
Both did.
Okay. Because
my grandfather passed away of a heart attack, and my grandmother had a hole in her heart, but she lived to be like 84. So they both had something going on with their heart. But we think my grandfather died of a heart attack.
Yeah, it feels, the energy that I'm getting is saying is my heart that took me, because it wasn't feeling like disease. It felt like something come up that's kind of sprung up on him and took him from this world.
Yeah.
They just said to me they did everything together.
Yeah.
They were very close. And what they're... Were they high school sweethearts or something, like very young when they met? Because I'm getting that energy
they met when they were 2 years old. My grandmother was from Scotland. My grandfather was from England. They moved to Canada. They both married somebody else and had kids. And then life happened, and then they got reunited. I think my grandmother's husband passed away in the military or something. So they ended up getting married, but they knew each other when they were 2 years old.
Yeah, because it feels like they were so young, and they're saying to me that they were meant to be together. They want to bring that analogy for something in your life, Chrissy. It's what's meant to be will find a way. Because you're wishing for something.
Yeah. I've been single for 5 years, and I recently met somebody that is like nobody I've ever dated before. He's just like a really nice guy, and I'm not used to that and that sort of thing. So I'm kind of second guessing everything, and I'm kind of suspicious because he's so nice. And I feel like, you know, if it was meant to be, it'll happen. And I was just wishing to not be single anymore. My daughter's graduating. I'm going to have an empty nest. I feel like I don't want to be alone. And, you know, it's just a lot going on right now. So I don't know if he's the one, or if that's what they're trying to say, that, you know, it's okay. Or I guess, I don't know.
Well, what they're saying is that enjoy this, right? But they also are saying to you, take it slow too, because the situations and what you've had before, not been good.
No.
You know, and it feels like there was situations with past relationships where it was manipulative.
Yeah, very.
And you're being very cautious. And they say that it's good to take this slow, because you don't want to get in the situation you're getting love bombed, right?
You want to right. Yeah.
They're also saying trust your gut. Trust your gut. You're not feeling anything bad about this person. You're not feeling that it's bad. But what's happening is that your brain is going back to the trauma, you know, and the grief.
I think that right now I'm feeling like it might be a little too much. There's a lot going on, and he wants more than I do. And I, like you said, I'm trying to go slow, and he's love bombing me. That's funny. I can't believe you said those exact words, because I say this all the time to my friends. It's funny.
Yeah, trust, you know, and it's trust your gut. It's not necessarily that he is a bad person, but, you know, you have to respect yourself in this. And what your grandparents are saying is they had a lot of good mutual respect. And if he's the right one, he will let up a little bit and allow you to get comfortable with the situation rather than push and push and push. They're not giving me much information on him. But they really want to focus on you, and that you don't have to have this relationship either. And they want to remind you of that. You're fine on your own. And if you're not feeling comfortable, it's okay to not be in it.
Yeah.
Right. So they're saying to enjoy having a relationship. It might not be the relationship Right. It's one of those things that you just have to spend a little bit of time and take a step back with it. But don't paint everyone with the same brush. It's pretty easy to do when we've been hurt really badly to paint everyone with that. But there is a good relationship, whether it's this fellow or, you meet someone else. There is a good relationship. And they do show me, they're showing me you arm in arm with someone else, with a person, man. So, it's going to happen for you, but you do have a lot on your plate right now. And you're right. You have to take one thing at a time, because it feels like there's changes going on in around your home too. What's going on there?
A lot. So my daughter's graduating high school. She's the youngest of three. The other two are out of the house. So I'm moving. She's moving to college 2 hours away, and I'm moving houses. So I'm going into a new house, and I'm trying to clean the new house to get it ready for me to move in. I'm trying to pack and do everything over here that I need to do to get it into the new house. And then I'm still working, planning a graduation party and going to school functions, because we're at the end of the year. There's a lot going on.
And they just very clearly take your time. If you sat down and you wrote down everything that you've just told me, you have two full-time jobs.
I do.
Right? You do. And it feels like when you're packing up this house, you're going through memories and trying to figure out what comes and what's getting tossed. But there's also things from past relationships that it feels like you kind of come across and getting all these things together. So a little bit of heartache going on as well. Does that make sense to you?
There's a lot going on. Yeah, it does, because I'm actually moving into my grandmother's old house. It's an in-law apartment. It's attached to my mom's house. My mom moved her in before she passed away. And so I'm going through all my grandmother's old stuff.
Oh, okay. That's the heartache coming in as well. So,
So she's basically leaving it up to me to, what do I want to keep? What do I want to throw away? What do I want to put in a garage sale? This is something my mom should have done years ago, but it was left for me to do. So here I am.
Yeah. So your grandparents, they are supporting you through this, but they are saying very much, listen to your gut, trust your gut on this one. And what's meant to be, will find a way. But if you're feeling overwhelmed, you're going to have to take a step back and kind of put your focus somewhere.
Yeah. Right?
Get yourself moved. Get your daughter. That's really only a couple of months away, right? If he's a good guy, he'll be there.
I know,
when you're done.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Yep.
May I leave that with you, Chrissy?
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Yeah,
I'm so glad we were connected. Have
Me
a wonderful
too.
Night.
Have a great night. Okay. Thank you.
Bye-bye. So as we close today, let's take a moment and sit with what you've heard. Connection doesn't end. It continues in ways we're still learning to understand. If you feel called to experience a reading for yourself, I do offer sessions worldwide, and you can find me at www.yourmedium.ca. So be gentle with yourself. I'll be here next time, and I hope to see you then. Take care.